This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Corey Williams, the Homicide, joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Australia. How you doing?
He just built you up to be this sweetheart, and then you have a name like Homicide. It's a bit of a contradiction, isn't it? Oh, he's such a sweetheart. He did a 10-second message from my brother. This is Homicide. What's he slang?
How do you get a nickname like that?
I'm from New York City, and you know, playing street ball, they give you a nickname based on your style of play. So the harder you go, the tougher your name is going to be. So I always had a reputation of killing the opponent in front of me, murdering the competition. And that's how I got the nickname Homicide.
Because Murder, Inc. was taken by Ja Rule.
That's what I had to do. I had to murder the competition. I had to murder it. That's how I got that name.
See, if I had a basketball nickname, I think mine would be Shimmy. Oh my God. Would just dance on the basketball court.
Cool moves. There's nothing wrong with that.
You've literally played ball everywhere, all over America. You even played a couple of games in Venezuela as well. You were part of the Townsville Crocodiles and the Melbourne Tigers a couple of years ago here as well.
Yes, man.
That's insane.
I've been blessed to see many, many parts of the world doing what I love to do and getting paid for it. I'm literally living a dream. So many people wake up and hate what they do. I'm really blessed and to have the opportunity to be all over the world doing what I love to do. Traveling has been the best education for me in my life, and I appreciate it every day.
That's so true. One of your mantras is actually live a life that you don't have to take a vacation from. So that's clearly been a testament to yours.
Amen to that, man. I tell you, I mean, you know, I just know so many people in this world get up every day and got to do what they have to do in order to survive. You know what I mean? So for me to, like I say, every day, wake up and create a life that you don't need a vacation from. And that's right now the bubble that I'm in. Thank God.
Looking back over your travels and who you played with, if you could pick one team that you played with and one memory that stood out in your mind, do you have it on you?
1,000%. It would be, funny enough, Townsville Crocs. We played against Perth. It was the birth of Croc Nation. We upset Perth. One of the biggest moments in my career, wow, for sure. Because, and I say that because I'm in another country that has accepted and showed me so much love and given me opportunity to continue to do what I do, which is play basketball, feed my family, because obviously it's a professional league. I'm getting paid to do what I love to do. So to have a moment in another country where people embrace that and embrace me, it meant everything to me. That's when we played in Perth against Perth and beat them in the playoffs.
Wow. Nice.
I ripped my shirt off on the court and Croc Nation began. I became the face of the nation.
Croc Nation.
You can't have Croc Nation without the face of the nation.
So you committed homicide on that shirt.
I definitely did. I committed homicide in Perth.
See what
in the
I did
jungle.
There? Did I get a high five for that?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
When we're going to come back, we're going to catch up with what the Homicide's up to down under this time and see how interesting it was, his first NBL commentating game the other night for... 23 past 8, Conrad Sewell. Who are you loving? We're loving Homicide this morning. And don't be scared. You can follow him on Twitter, @CHomicide. He's not going to homicide on your ass, so to speak. He's actually a nice guy. Just don't take him to Perth with you. The other night was you got the opportunity to commentate the NBL here in Melbourne. Who was it? Melbourne United against Sydney, was it?
Yeah. That was my second game. My first game, funny enough, was against Perth. I was commentating.
I must have loved Perth. That.
Oh, my God. It
Truck
was awesome.
Nation in the housing.
It was awesome. It was It was real.
Oh, if I didn't like basketball so much, I'd turn off the TV right now.
I had a really good time. The NBL and Fox Sports knew I was in the country with my manager. And, you know, got some phone calls to me and asked if I would like an opportunity to commentate games while I'm here before I go back to Lebanon to play, because I still play professionally. So I was more than welcome. I was more than open to that opportunity, and I embraced it. I have a good time, and I have fun with it. No, I'm not a professional commentator, but I do know the game. they don't want me to be a professional commentator. They just want what I bring, which is a bit of color. You know what I mean? I know the game, so clearly I can talk about the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just have some fun with it, and it's been amazing so far. I'm loving the opportunity. I'm going down to Adelaide Saturday to do it, to come to call that game down there. So, you know, just looking forward to the opportunity, another opportunity to do that.
Given that you've traveled so much, you know, you play in Lebanon, you're here, you've been to Venezuela, like Adam said. Do you miss New York?
Actually, New York's always home, but I'm always away.
Right.
So I'm never home anyway, you know.
Do you remember the boroughs? How many boroughs there are?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
What are the boroughs? Tell me.
Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens.
This guy, he's a homicide. He's a slayer.
Don't know why you couldn't get them all right.
I could get them all right. Now I can. I've been there enough.
So interesting enough, these days, you act like you just mentioned, you're playing in the Middle East. What's that like to play ball over there?
It's been an amazing experience. The people learning and accepting and embracing new cultures is one thing I'm big on. I'm not the type of guy that stays home and just plays video games. I'm always out and about on the scene. You know, I'm a fan of nightlife. The nightlife is awesome. You know, I've been in Dubai. I've been in Beirut and Lebanon. Shout out to my Lebanese population, my Lebanese people here. You know, they have a huge Lebanese population in Australia. Mm. So they've showed me love and embraced me as well as I've showed them love and embraced them as well over there.
Can I just say, it's amazing the difference when you watch basketball in Australia and someone's commentating, you go, yeah, they're talking about basketball. But when a true American is talking about, there's something about, you know, an American saying, that was an awesome three-point shot, then that was a lovely three-point shot. You know? There's that difference.
I was just saying to a friend before in New York, like there's this, or in America, there's that sense of attitude. I don't mean that in a negative commentation, but even like the dogs on the street, they're like, you know, this is my hood.
Yeah.
This is my street. They've got that swag going on.
The dogs have attitude.
They do. But like, you know, here the dogs move out of the way and then...
Here the dogs go, roof over there, they go, roof.
Yeah.
You know, they
politely move away.
One thing about, you know, growing up in New York like this, everything is competitive. So, you know, you have to have a swagger or else you're swaggerless. You know, you don't want to be swaggerless.
No.
You know, everyone else around you has a bit of a rough edge, a bit of an
attitude.
That
is so true.
So, you know, you have to have that. You know, it's like New York is kill or be killed.
Yeah.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, so you don't dog eat or be eaten.
Yeah.
So you have to have that bit of a edge.
Sitting on the west side with mothers and their prams, one of them's got a normal stroller, the next one's got one with an inbuilt fridge, the next one's got like a HD TV, and you know, so the baby can watch, you know, whatever going down the street. It's competitive.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, 2016 is fast approaching. We're a couple of months away. What's on for next year for you?
Okay, well, right now, when 2016 hits, I'll either be in Lebanon or commentating permanently on Fox Sports. I'm putting it out there. I would love to be on the team officially to commentate and call games with the NBL. I think the NBL has a fantastic thing happening right now. It's on its rise. And to be a part of it in any way, I would love to. If not, I'll still be playing basketball professionally in Lebanon. So either way, it's a win-win.
And in your downtime, you know, we could use a sports expert in studio.
Listen here, I'd love to be here. If you want me here, I'm here.
Awesome. Too easy.
You can catch this awesome guy on Twitter, at @CHomicide. Do you have a personal website? A clean one, of course.
CoreyHomicideWilliams.com. I have Instagram as well, Famous Nobody. Follow me on Instagram as well, PHAYMUSNOBODII. It's just spelled a bit different.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.